Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we begin the month of April, April is National Financial Literacy Month. Sandra McKinnon, our human science specialist here in the southwest area of Iowa, reminds us that there are many resources available through Extension for folks wanting to learn about their finances and take control of their finances. The major focus of Financial Literacy Month is a focus on the importance of managing money, saving, banking, investing, estate planning, credit and debt, retirement planning, and avoiding fraud. There are many resources available through Extension for financial learning opportunities. These can be found in person or online, and while they are definitely highlighted during the month of April, they are available year-round. You can stop by the Cass County Extension Office or any county extension office to learn about programs happening locally. You can also visit the ISU website to find programs for families, volunteers, and professionals. Some programs available online for families include the Homebuyer Education, a Place of Your Own class, Take Control of Your Money, a quick free online class where you can set goals and improve your finances, Retirement, Secure Your Future is a great course to get you started on thinking and planning for retirement, Money Talk, Financial Management for Women is also available as an online course. More information on all of these can be found on the ISU Extension website. Also on the ISU Extension website or available from your local Extension office, a variety of publications, many of them free downloads from the ISU Extension online store. Several series there you may want to take a look at. First of all, a series called Retirement, Secure Your Future that highlights a variety of topics folks may be considering as they plan for or enter into their retirement years. There's also a series on money mechanics that goes into the basics you may want to consider on everything from buying a home to buying a car to beginning investing. As I mentioned, all of these available online through ISU Extension, but certainly if you contact us or stop by the Extension office, we would be more than happy to help you locate those as well. If you're looking for quick weekly reminders, you can also visit the Extension Money Tips weekly blog. Sign up by looking for Money Tips on the ISU Extension homepage. As we get into April, we also begin to see many of those bulbs and perennials emerging from the ground. One of the ones that we start to see popping up this time of year, those hostas. Often a popular part of outdoor landscaping plans, hostas are easy to grow, but certain steps in planting and dividing them should be followed in order to ensure optimum performance. If you are looking to divide a large patch of hostas, keep in mind that spring is the best time to do that. You'll want to dig up the entire clump as soon as the leaves begin to emerge, which should be happening right about now. Keep in mind those emerging leaves will still be bullet-shaped and are often referred to as points. Carefully divide the clump into sections with a sharp knife. Make sure each section has at least 2 or 3 points and a good portion of the crown and root system. You will want to replant those immediately, so have a place picked out where those will be going. While spring is the best time to divide hostas, you can divide them anytime from spring to late summer. Keep in mind if you do divide them in late summer, you will want to put a little extra mulch on there to prevent heaving out of the ground in the winter. If you're looking for a site to plant newly acquired or newly divided hostas, they are pretty easy to grow when planted in a favorable location, but you're going to want to take into consideration the light levels and soil conditions. Most types of hostas perform best in full to partial shade. A site that receives between 2 to 4 hours of direct sun per day is partial shade, while a site that receives less than that is full shade. Most yellow and gold-leafed hostas develop their best leaf color in areas that receive 4 or 5 hours of direct sun, so plan your planting accordingly. Most varieties of hostas also prefer well-drained, fertile soils with high levels of organic matter. If you have high levels of clay or sand in your soil, you may want to improve that soil by incorporating some sort of organic matter, such as compost, peat moss, shredded leaves. In poorly drained sites, your best solution may be to construct a slightly raised bed to plant the hostas in. hostas do need a supply of constant moisture throughout the growing season, as dry conditions will inhibit growth and may lead to scorching of the leaves. To help conserve moisture throughout the growing season, apply a 2 to 3 inch layer of wood chips or other mulch around the hostas in the early spring, and if you do have dry periods, you may want to water them weekly. And of course, always questions about slugs on the hostas. Small numbers can be controlled by hand picking. This is best done at night with a flashlight, as slugs are most active at night. You can also use traps to control slugs. These can be a piece of wood or asphalt. Place it on the ground where slugs have been feeding. Lift it after 1 or 2 days and destroy any slugs hiding beneath. Shallow pans of beer will also attract slugs. Sink the pans into the ground so the rim is even with the surface and they will crawl right in, and make sure you empty the pans at least twice a week. If you have very large populations, you may need some sort of pesticide labeled for slugs to control these populations. For more information on upcoming programs through ISU Extension, as well as links to resources on gardening, finances, and more, visit us online anytime. Find us at the Cass County Extension office or call 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.